Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:16, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is going to be chilly today, highs of 54, 40% chance for showers. I don't know if it's going to be rain as much as a drizzle that I saw when I was coming in this morning about 4 o'clock. 59 degrees tomorrow with a little bit of breeze and plenty of sunshine. And then the weekend is just looking spectacular. Highs of 60 tomorrow, nothing but sunshine, a little bit of cloudiness on Sunday, partly cloudy, highs of 63 right now. It's 52, which is a lot warmer than it was yesterday. We're talking about the public impeachment inquiry hearings that are going on. Well, they started yesterday, they take an off day today, and then they pick up again tomorrow. Thomas Gipping is our guest, Deputy Director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. May I call you Tommy?
You can call me pretty much anything.
I'll call you Thomas, because it seems like
as
that's what you prefer.
As long as it's not too offensive.
Yeah, well, no, we wouldn't do that.
That weather report sounds wonderful.
Well, where are you?
60s. I'm in Washington, D.C.
And it's been blustery
and rainy and, you know, down in the 20s at night and this kind of thing. But, boy, 60s and sunny sounds really wonderful.
You know what sucks about that is people think, as we go off on a tangent here, Thomas, is that Washington is cool all year long, and it's not. You all get the worst of it all. You get the humidity and the heat in the summertime, right?
Yeah, and spring, it lasts about a day and a half, and then suddenly you're in that hot, humid swamp for 4 months.
Having been there in the summertime a couple of times, it can be miserable. All right, so speaking of miserable, let's talk about the impeachment hearings going on Capitol Hill yesterday. Your take on that, what did we learn, if anything, and some ancillary observations in terms of the people on a committee and how they conducted themselves, et cetera.
Well, a little bit of heat, absolutely no light. Couple of things that were made clear, and that is these two witnesses, and these are the lead-off witnesses for the public hearings, neither one of them listened to the phone call that we're all obsessed about back in July. So again, we have so-called witnesses who have no firsthand knowledge of anything. They spend most of their time talking about how important the Ukraine-U.S. Diplomatic relationship was. Okay, that's fine, but it has nothing to do with impeachment. And the other thing that seemed obvious to me, these were both career diplomat types, and they just didn't like the fact that the president chose to have Rudy Giuliani get involved in some of these communication channels with the Ukraine. They thought that it all ought to go through the established diplomatic channels, and they just resented the fact that the president wanted to do it somewhat differently. And whether they felt that way or not, that too has nothing to do with impeachment. So it was clear to me what the Democrats' basic approach is. They want to take all kinds of bits and pieces, these vague speculations and assumptions and, you know, observations, and try to lead people to believe that those constitute the basis for, they're not even talking quid pro quo now, they're talking bribery or extortion. That dog just does not hunt, as far as I'm concerned.
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about Bill Taylor's testimony because, man, I got to tell you know, you're talking about hearsay, and then when you add another thing on to your original testimony, and the timing of this to me is very circumspect because I don't know if he was told this between his testimony and his initial testimony and what he testified to yesterday. But if it didn't happen in between those two, I don't know why he didn't give this other account the first time he testified. 7:20, Tommy Tucker. More when we come back, talking about the impeachment hearings on Capitol Hill. Right now, it is time to take a look at traffic on WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about yesterday's opening episode of the impeachment hearings. You got an off day today, and then the series picks up again tomorrow. Thomas Gipping is our guest, Deputy Director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Do we have any idea, Thomas, how much this has cost so far and how much these hearings are costing?
We do not, and I'm not sure unless there is some sort of, you know, specific appropriation for something like this, it's really not possible to kind of single out, because this is not a committee that was separately created for this investigatory purpose. These are existing standing House committees, which, you know, would be in operation anyway. So it's I don't think it's possible to tell.
So when it comes to Ambassador Taylor and more hearsay, I guess it is that explain, if you will, for people that didn't see it and what it was that he testified to yesterday, which was different than his initial testimony. And I'm wondering about the time frame there. Is this stuff that he added on, or is this something that somebody came to him between the testimonies?
Well, I think the difference in the testimony has to do with whether there was a quid pro quo for, the Democrats' allegation is that, you know, Trump essentially said to the president of Ukraine, help me get reelected or I'm not going to give you all of this, these hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, of course, there's no evidence for that, but they want to come as close to that as possible. And there'd been testimony before that the president said there was no quid pro quo. And then that changed to, well, it appears that there was, that this aid and other sorts of meetings with the president and all that were sort of conditional on President Zelensky helping out President Trump. But none of this, these are the two lead off witnesses, but none of this was from their own personal knowledge. It all came second, third, fourth, fifth hand. It's true that the rules about hearsay that would operate in a criminal courtroom don't technically apply in an impeachment process, but you'd kind of expect the same. In other words, you want to have confidence in what the witness is testifying to, especially an important point like that. And so far, we haven't had anybody with direct knowledge of anything testify, and if that remains the case, this is going to be pretty weak.
Is this going to be bottom line of all of the dogs and ponies or questions, however you want to put it, all going to come down to if the House can get the votes, they're going to impeach him, and all of that goes to the 2020 elections. And if they do, the Senate's going to acquit him. I guess they have to have a trial. The Senate has to take it up if it passes in the House.
Yeah, the Senate has separate impeachment trial rules, and those rules make clear that the Senate will hold a trial if there is an impeachment, and in the past, the Senate's never refused to do so. But what you just described, that is, in fact, how it's going to play out. Articles of impeachment could be on a blank piece of paper, and the House will vote to impeach Donald Trump. So all of this, I don't know, it's sort of sound, it's not even sound and fury, it's but it certainly doesn't signify anything.
Thank you, Thomas. Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thomas Gipping, Deputy Director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Enjoy the cold weather. When we come back, we're going to talk about Americans being divided. And do you really think the other side is evil and mean? Right now, it's WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.